The name of our lesson tonight is Wisdom and Understanding from Psalm 119, verses 97 through 105. Psalm 119 is a really, really long psalm, and this is a part right in the middle of it. I've rearranged the verses a little bit on here, so they're not exactly in order. I grouped them, like the ones talking about the word and the ones talking about precepts, I kind of grouped together. So it's all those verses in that range. They're just, some of them are grouped together, not exactly in the same order. It's interesting that God has given us a tremendous amount of information in the scriptures, and he has given us the Holy Spirit to help us understand what is in here. And what is in here will make us wiser than the wisest people of the world. It'll give us understanding that other people in the world don't have. As we go through this, it talks about things like we will know more and understand better than our teachers. And that's a neat idea. There is, even though there will be plenty of people in the world that know facts that we don't know, that, like a medical doctor knows things about the body that I just don't know. A physicist knows things about how, the universe works that I don't really know the details of. But there are things that we can know that they don't know. And what we can know from the scriptures and from what the Holy Spirit teaches us is what reality is. Oftentimes, these people in the world have knowledge that we don't have, but they miss out on the most important thing, and that is that there is a God, that he created all these things, and that he is a judge, and that they are going to have to answer to him one day. Those are the kinds of things that we can learn from Scripture that these people don't know. And those are actually the most important things. We can get understanding and knowledge and wisdom that you can't get just from a worldly trying to understand things. This information comes from the Scriptures that God has revealed to us and from the Holy Spirit that he's given us to teach us. So just because we may not know some facts that these other people know, we need to understand that oftentimes we have greater understanding and wisdom than they do because we know God and we know what he has taught us. And that's really what this lesson is about. And really all of Psalm 119 is about that idea. All of the verses in there over and over and over talk about the benefits of knowing the information that God wants us to know, both through the scriptures and through his Holy Spirit. So we're going to look at this section kind of in the middle tonight. And he says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." The law here refers to the Ten Commandments specifically. At this time, the law to them was the first five books of the Bible. But other books were being written. They were written after that, some of the prophets and other things, as well as the New Testament that we have today. It really covers all of the scripture that we have today, falls under what he's referring to here as the law, and it's instructions and directions that we need. So the psalmist says, "I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." If we're going to have the wisdom and the understanding of the world around us that God wants us to have, one of the things that we need to do is we need to spend time reading this book that he's given us, and then we need to spend time thinking about what it says. We also need to spend time listening to other people talk to us about it and teach us about it as well, and then meditate on those things. Don't just read it and then go on. Don't just listen to what someone teaches or preaches and then go on and not think about it. Allow those words that we read or hear taught or preached to kind of ruminate in our minds, just kind of chew on them and kind of get all the good out of them that's there. Meditate on them. Allow the Holy Spirit to, as we think about those things through our days, that allow him to teach us even more about it than what we got when we heard it the first time or read it the first time. So the psalmist says that he meditates all the day long on God's laws, on the things that God has revealed to him. And because he thinks about them all the time, he gets out of them the understanding and the wisdom that he needs. And as he both, you know, he meditates on them because he loves them, but because he meditates on his law, he loves it as well. It's kind of a, it works both ways. I think God, when he saves us, puts in our heart a desire to know him and to know the information he wants us to know his word. But then as we begin to know him, we love him more. As we begin to know his word, we love it more, and we spend more time thinking about it. We need to come to a place to where, you know, we're constantly reminding ourselves of these things, we're listening to them, we're reading them, and we're thinking about them all throughout the day. And as we do that, the things that God has instructed us and directed us there will begin to affect the way that we act and think. It will begin to change the way that we feel about things, the way that we perceive the world around us, and the way that we, you know, interact with other people, and the way that as things go on in the world around us, they don't affect us in the same way as they do other people, because we understand how God is doing things and what his perspective is. So we need to ask God to create in us a greater love for his law, a greater love for his scriptures, and then spend time in them, thinking about them, meditating on them, allowing them to really soak in deeply. And then he goes on and he says, so he calls it, here we'll see that he calls God's words, or the things he teaches us here, law, commandments, testimonies, precepts, his word, and his judgments. The second thing that he calls them is the commandments. It says, you, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. So God gives us his law, which includes commandments, and in his law there are these commandments. So commandments are a command or an ordinance to do something or not to do something. It's a rule to be observed. One of the things that you see from the beginning to the end of the scriptures is that God commands us to do things. And that's a very, you know, easy way for us to understand. When God, sometimes, you know, if somebody just explains to us how something works and then we have to figure out what to do as a result of that, that's more difficult. God oftentimes helps us out a lot. He explains how things work, but he also says, because things work this way, I expect you to do this and to not do that. I expect you to act this way and not act that way. And you see that all through the scriptures. And as we think about his commands and we are willing to obey them, then we begin to learn how good his commands are and how reasonable and how beneficial they are to follow. So he says, through his commands, so he's given us all these commands, do these things, don't do those things. As a result, these commands that he give us make us wiser than our enemies. So in the world around us, as we're dealing with the people in this world, and there are plenty of people in the world that are enemies of the cross of Christ. There are plenty of people in our country today that are trying to do away with religion and the Bible and all of these things, and take away those freedoms. And those people are the enemies. Also, the enemy is Satan and his demons. If we're going to deal with the enemies in the world well, one of the things that we need to know is what all the things that God has told us to do and not to do. And it makes it a lot easier to get along well in this world. And if we'll follow those commands that he's given, those rules that he has laid out for us, then we will act more wisely than our enemies. If we want to be, sometimes, you know, we look at Satan and his demons, we think, how can we outsmart Satan and his demons? We look at this world around us and we see all the things going on, you know, in our country and in the world in general. It's like, how can we outsmart those enemies? Well, one of the ways that we can do that is by simply doing the things that God says do, and not doing the things that God says don't do. And if we'll do those things, then God tells us here that we will be wiser and smarter than all of our enemies. For they are ever with me. So you can kind of go two ways on this. One, God's commands are ever with us. They're always there. We have them. The Holy Spirit's there to reveal them to us. But our enemies are ever with us as well. That's just a situation that we're in this world. God has taught that in this world, Satan and his world system will be against us. But we have God's commands to help us to deal with this situation in a wise way. So if we are willing to follow his commands, then we will live in a way that is wiser than our enemies and outsmarts them. So he's given us his law, the scriptures. He's given us his commands. Within the scriptures, there's all these things. He makes it really easy. Just don't do this thing, or do this thing, and things will go well. Next, he also gives us his testimonies. He says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditations. His testimonies are his witness to us, or his revelation to us. A testimony is someone telling us about something they know or have experienced or have done or seen. It's really interesting where God has kind of taken me through the years as a teacher. I used to try to read books and study things and put together lessons and then teach people this information. Now, God works in my life and he teaches me things, and then those things I teach are more of a testimony of what God is doing than it is information that I have put together and learned from some other person. And that is a very different thing. And God is working in us through his Holy Spirit and through his scriptures. He gives us testimonies about himself. He gives us eyewitness accounts about the things that he's done. He gives us revelation about who he is and what the world is like. So as a result of God witnessing to us what reality is and revealing it to us, opening our eyes so that we can see and know about things that we can't perceive otherwise, the Holy Spirit shows us those things. As a result, we have more understanding than all of our teachers. If we meditate on the testimonies, the things that he has revealed to us, it will help us understand this world that we live in better than our teachers. That was the thing I mentioned earlier. There are other people who are more educated than us in certain topics, right? There are people that know more about math, they know more about medicine, they know more about mechanical things, they know more about politics, they know more about all kinds of things than we do. But that doesn't mean they really understand, right? There's a difference between knowing facts and really understanding reality. As long as your perception of the world is absent of God, you don't really understand what you know. You may know all kinds of facts. A doctor may know all kinds of facts about the human body, how things operate, what chemicals do what. But if they don't understand that there is a God who created this human body, and that there is a soul and a spirit within it that God created that's eternal, if it does not understand that there is a God, then he does not understand the body. He does not understand the person. So they're limited in their understanding. Because God has given us these witnesses, because God has given us this revelation of himself and of the reality of the universe, we have understanding that's beyond even those who may know more facts than we do about things, because we understand what the reality of the world really is. So just like with his law, the psalmist meditates on his law, meditates on the scriptures. He also meditates on the things that the Holy Spirit witnesses and reveals to him even beyond what's written in the scriptures. There's the things that we learn from here, and then there's the work that the Holy Spirit and that God does in us and through us and others around us and in the world around us as we see it happening, as he witnesses and reveals himself to us. And we meditate on those things as well. The work that God is doing in us and in people around us, we get even deeper understanding. So he's given us his law, which is all of the scriptures. He's given us commands, do this, don't do that, which makes it real easy, even when we don't have a lot of understanding yet, to just trust him and do what he says to do and not do what he says not to do. It's a very simple level of trust and understanding. But as we do that, as we study his law and meditate on it, as we obey his commandments and begin to experience him, he then gives us testimonies of himself, not just through the scriptures, but also personally as he works in our lives and as we see the result of meditating on his law and the result of obeying his commands. He begins to reveal things to us, and then we should meditate on those things as well, and our understanding just continues to grow. So we'll be wiser than our enemies, we'll have better understanding than even our teachers, than the most educated people in the world around us. Next, he says, I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. So a precept is similar to a commandment, but it's a little bit, or a commandment is just specifically do this or don't do that. A precept is a general rule intended to regulate behavior or thought. So precepts, you know, are things that are a little bit more general. It's not just do this thing, don't do this thing. A precept is a thing that helps us to understand the kinds of things that we should do. So a good example of a precept is what we refer to as the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's not a specific command. It doesn't tell you exactly what to do, like thou shalt not kill. That's a specific command. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you is a precept. It is it's a rule similar to a command, but it's very broad, and it can be applied in a million different ways and in every kind of situation that you can think of. So in addition to the commands, he's given us precepts, these general rules that help us to then make decisions about situations that don't necessarily fit really clearly into the do this and don't do that section. So as a result, he says, I have your precepts and I keep them. I follow those things. They give me understanding. So just like the testimonies, the precepts help me understand the world around me and how to act in the world. As a result, it says, I understand more than the ancients. Other translations translate that older people. So even as a young person, a younger person can have greater understanding than older people. Oftentimes, older people understand a lot more than young people because of the experiences they've gone through. God gives us in his word all these precepts, things like do unto others as you would have them do unto you, that allow you to have understanding about how to live in this world that will often be even beyond that of older people who don't have these things, who haven't learned these precepts from God. So God's commands make us wiser than our enemies. His testimonies give us more understanding than the most educated people in the world. His precepts give us more understanding than even the very aged people who have lots of experience in the world. So through those precepts, we learn how to act in the world, and we learn the sorts of things to avoid. Because we have his precepts, he's given us these general rules to follow, we come to a place to where we dislike the false ways. His precepts really help us to see the true ways. It's things like, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. That's a precept, right? That's a general rule, but it's very broad. It's about how to live life. So those kinds of general rules help us to recognize what the true ways are and to also realize what the false ways are and come to a place where we love and desire the true ways and where we hate and despise the false ways and the results that those produce. So God has given us his law, his scriptures in there. He's given us commands, do this, don't do that. He's given us testimonies and revelation about things that we could not know otherwise. There's no way that we could know about the spiritual world around us unless he showed it to us. There's no way we could understand the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives unless he tells us about it. He has given us precepts. In addition to the do's and don'ts, he's given us general guidelines and rules to go by that help us make decisions in all kinds of situations. And as a result of that, we can gain even greater understanding than people who are much older than us and much more experienced and have gone through lots of things and learned lots of lessons. We can learn them quicker because he'll show them to us through his general rules. And as we learn how to live by those precepts, we'll recognize the false and wrong ways and turn from them and no longer desire them. Next, he says, I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's word is the words that he speaks. So this word means speech or speaking or an utterance. When Jesus was dealing with the temptations that Satan brought to him, one of the things that the first response that he made to him is that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. Satan had tempted him because he was hungry. He had been fasting for 40 days to turn a rock into bread. And Jesus' response was, no, I'm not going to turn that rock into bread, not because I can't do it, not because it's necessarily wrong to do it. He multiplied bread later. And I am hungry. I could use a loaf of bread. But the word has not come from the Father's mouth for me to turn this stone into bread. Therefore, I'm not going to do it. See, that's a very interesting thing. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. We've got to come to a place to where, just like Jesus, where we are living by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. He has given us a tremendous number of words right here in the Scripture. But these are not all the words that he has spoken or all the words that he is speaking today or that he will speak. God still speaks to us today through his Spirit. Just like he led Jesus there and said, no, it's not for you to turn this stone into bread. He leads us today. And we've got to come to a place to where we are attuned to his words. That starts with these words here that he has written down for us. He spoke these words. He spoke them to people. And then people wrote those words down. And then he preserved them and brought them to us in a book. Every one of these words are words that were originally spoken by God to people. And then they wrote them down. So he starts off, he says, I've restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. So part of keeping God's word is that we avoid the evil ways. We restrain ourselves from the things that we would do if we were left to our own devices. But when we listen to God's word and keep it, whether it is the things that he has written here or it's the words that he's speaking to us through the Spirit and leading and guiding us, we should restrain ourselves and listen to his words and keep them. And if we do that, we will come to realize that the thing that we wanted, was the end of it, was actually bitterness. It always works out that way. The things that the flesh wants, the Scripture says that the ends of those ways is death. It's always bitterness. But if we listen to his words, the things that he has spoken to us, and we live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father, we will come to realize that his words are sweet. Where the things that we want leads to bitterness, the things that the world would have us go to leads to bitterness, the things that God has spoken to us and tells us to do through his Scriptures and through his Spirit within us are sweet. It says, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. As we begin to constrain ourselves or restrain our feet, restrain ourselves from doing what we want to do, and keep his word, we will begin to enjoy the sweetness of that word. We'll begin to enjoy the benefits of it and how good it is to live according to his commandments and his testimonies and his precepts and all the things that he speaks to us. His word, and one of the reasons why his word is sweet, because when we walk where we want to walk, when we don't restrain our feet to follow his word, we tend to get off the path, right? There's that analogy that Joe uses about walking through the briar bushes, and you know how you raise your hands up because the bushes are scraping your arms. If we will listen to his words, he will keep us on his path. Because his words are a lamp for our feet and they're a light to our path. They show us the way that our feet should walk. And we walk down that path, we'll stay out of the briar bushes, and the things that we enjoy will be sweet to our taste. His word, every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father, when we live by that, they shine a light right before us. a light for us to be able to see where we're going. And when we're walking through a dark place and we're walking by a light, we've probably done this before with a flashlight, you know, flashlights don't shine very far. Same thing with our car when we're driving down the road. It doesn't shine a long ways off. I can't see to the, when I get out there in my car, I can see 100 feet, but I can't see way down the road what's coming. It's the same way with God. He shines a lamp for our feet and a light on our path for us to follow. And as we follow that path, he reveals it to us more and more and more as we go. So as we learn to hear his words, to listen to his words in the scriptures, to hear his word from the Spirit, he will tell us the next things that he wants us to do. He'll shine a lamp for our feet to walk on. He'll shine a light so we can see the path that he is laying out in front of us, right in front of our feet, one day at a time, one step at a time. So God has given us his law, all of the scriptures. He's given us the do's and the don'ts and the commandments. He's revealed things to us that there's no way we could know otherwise through his testimonies. He's given us general rules that help us make all kinds of decisions in life and to stay away from the false things. He speaks to us, and he has spoken to others and given us those words in the scriptures. He speaks to us through the Spirit that's in us. And if we are willing to constrain ourselves to what he tells us to do and not go off and do what we want to do, if we're willing to restrain our feet and to keep the words that he has communicated to us, we'll come to realize, first of all, that they're extremely sweet, and not doing that is the way of bitterness. And we'll also realize that he is going to shine a light for us. As we walk and we constrain our feet to do what he says, he will keep that light shining. He will tell us the next thing to do, the next place to go. He will shine his light for our feet, and he will show us the path in front of us. And the last thing that he talked about here is God's judgments. He says, I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. God's judgments are his decisions, his conclusions, and his verdicts about things in the world. God's judgments is probably one of the things that the unbelieving heart, the world, our flesh, despises the most. The world around us wants to reject God's judgments. God judges things. This thing is right. This thing is wrong. The world around us tends to reject those things. And they'll say, these things that are right, they'll say they're wrong. These things that are wrong, they'll say they're right. That's one of the things that tends to happen in the world. Satan wants to reverse all of that. If we're going to be close to God, one of the things that we have to do is accept his judgments. Whatever his verdict is on a thing, that's what it is. And we have to come to a place where we accept his conclusions and his decisions. The psalmist says here, I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. If we will accept the things that God has revealed as his judgments in the world, this is right, this is wrong, do this, don't do that. If we will accept those judgments, he will teach us and help us to understand them and help us to live in such a way that we don't depart from the things that he has judged. When we look at our country today and we look at the direction that it's going in, one of the primary reasons why it's going in the direction that it's going is that our country has rejected the judgments of God. They say that the things God says are wrong are right. They say that things that God says is right are wrong. We have to be very careful that we don't get caught up in that. We don't allow the world around us to cause us to reject the judgments of God, because his judgments are true and right. So if we're going to have understanding and wisdom in this world, it all begins with meditating all the day on his law. He has spoken words that we are to live by. He has had a lot of those words written down in this book. So it's very easy for us to find them and see them, and for his Holy Spirit to use them to teach us and to tell us what he has said. And he continues to speak words to us today. in this book, he has given us commandments. Do this and don't do that. We can reject those commandments or we can obey them. If we are willing to obey those commandments, they will make us wiser than all of our enemies. And we won't need to fret and worry about our enemies in this world, Satan and his demons and the world system around us and this world that we live in and cultures as the culture turns against the church and other cultures in the world are already very against the church. We don't have to worry about those things because if we follow God's commandments, we will act in a way that's wiser than all of our enemies, in a way that God desires and that glorifies him. If we will listen to his testimonies, the things that he has witnessed to us about himself, the things that he has revealed to us about how all things exist and how they work, if we will listen to those testimonies, they will give us greater understanding of the reality of this world than all of the most educated people of the world who don't know him. They may know facts that we don't know, but they do not know the God who created all things and don't really understand the facts because of that. If we'll keep his precepts, the general rules that he's given us that helps us make true and right decisions, then we will hate and reject the false way, and we will have more understanding than people who are much more experienced than us in this world, because we will have the guidance of God through his precepts. Things like trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Things like do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And if we'll be willing to do as Jesus did and live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father, and we will be willing to constrain ourselves to those words and restrain our feet from going their own way, then we will taste the sweetness of it. We will experience the sweetness of a life lived according to every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. And he will continue to speak to us. And he will shine a light for us so that as we walk in his ways and follow his path, we'll be able to see where we're going. And as we're looking into his law and into his words, we need to always keep in mind his judgments. We need to understand and agree with his judgments. When he says something is right, we should say it's right. When he says something is wrong, we should say it's wrong and stand on that. And if we will do that, then we will have wisdom and understanding in this world, and we will live a life that is glorifying and pleasing to him, and we'll live a life well in this world that we live in.